going, everyone? Welcome to the Code 415 Podcast here at code415media.blogspot.com. All right, folks, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, so of course everyone's going to be hanging around with some family. Grabbing some turkey and mashed potatoes, so I decided to pretty much record this episode a day early, so that way the next few days I could pretty much just hang around with family and just have some good time and whatnot. So anywho, let's get this show started. The first track I'm going to be playing is from a band from West Virginia. They're called Envy. And of course, the name is pretty much spelled in acronyms. That way, you guys won't confuse them with another band from Japan, also called Envy. But these guys, they pretty much have a new metal sound. But it's not in a bad way. It's actually, these guys are actually pretty good. And pretty much, I would say they're better than your typical new metal bands from back in the early 2000s. Not sure if these guys are still around, you know, it's a huge bummer because I know the guitarist left and the drummer left also, I believe, during the mid of this year. But hopefully, I'll hear something from Carl, who is the lead singer. Not sure if he's going to get some new guys to play some, or that's gonna be it. But if that's it, then that's a huge bummer because you guys had a really good sound. So anyways, this is from their debut EP that came out a couple of years ago. You can purchase it on cdbaby.com. The name of the track is called I Want You, and this is Code 415.
Thank you. want you to love me.
I want you. Want me. Need me. Love me. I want you. Want me. Need me. Love me. I want you.
And that was Envy with I Want You off their self-titled EP. Of course, you can purchase it on cdbaby.com. All right, folks. Not much going on in the news. Of course, I heard that Disney's going to release their... they're gonna release the Star Wars teaser trailer on Friday. So of course, if you go to the movies, you might check it out. And also on iTunes, they're also gonna show the teaser trailer, so you may want to check that out too. Especially if you're a fan of Star Wars. Of course, I can't wait to see Episode 7. Of course, directed by J.J. Abrams, so hopefully it'll turn out pretty good. Let's see here, Megadeth. Wow. Of course, guitarist Chris Broderick and drummer Sean Dover, they quit Megadeth. Not sure about the details, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was because of Dave Mustaine. Of course, I always hear many stories that he is pretty hard to work with. And if you ever follow Megadeth's career, you're pretty much familiar with all the lineup changes. So, of course, this really isn't a surprise, but... Mustaine hasn't made any announcements of any replacement, but probably tune in later, see what's up with those guys. Let's see here. Not many new releases that I see that I'll fancy, but of course, if you want to hear some new music, I recommend checking your local record shops. Of course, with the holiday season, I recommend to support locally. And also on concerts, not many here. See, the Birthday Massacre, they're playing a show on Saturday at the Glass House, and also on Sunday at the Roxy with New Year's Day. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Of course, if you support any local bands on Facebook, I highly recommend to check out their band pages and see if they got any shows coming up, and yeah, go check it out. Alright, let's get on with the second track. Of course, this is from a rap duo from New Jersey. Of course, these guys were introduced to me by a friend who described them as a cross between Public Enemy and My Bloody Valentine. And yeah, you know, I can say that's a pretty good description. Pretty much, these guys have a old school hip hop sound mixed with ambient noise and sort of the dream soundscapes kind of a sound. Yeah, sorry, that's pretty much the best way I can describe it, but the name of the band is called Dialect, and this is from their first album, Absence, and the name of the track is called Distorted Prose.
Broke striders, lots of men realize their deep deceit. This trouble in advance of half-assed crews crowd these streets. Never mind to who I am, son, just listen when I speak. Broken paragraphs, whole wrath of 100 million deep. Bleak circumstance led masses to only want to dance. A bastard child of Reaganomics posed in a b-boy stance. Makes our leaders play minstrel, left with none to lead our people. How the fuck am I shaking hand when we've never been seen as equal? Deemed evil by those housed in church steeples. False prophets. Read backwards from broken tablets to the feeble. I seen you regurgitate their lies. I buy my time as frozen ancient swine. Any who left this mark on this case inscribed. If stars align, I suppose even the blind will see how they stole the last voice, corrupted culture into industry. Minutes remain, a tame soul whining wild when it dreams. Mine are filled with ill visions and certain dark things. These lit mists won't rest till I spill these last drops. Torn as skin, only sin when I awoke on sidewalk. Remain same individual when a man's view is criminal. To act animal is logical. Audible tones hold the whole substance. Form sentence, born reluctant poets, speak prose, refuse to beg repentance. Directed poets, speak prose, inside our peoples. We gotta break through those holes. What's the truth? What's the most? subliminal. Actions all cyclical, deplorable. Descendants of men depressed, clinical. Answers seem visible when visionless. Useless souls fold under pressure like hands sprayed on false Jesus. Adversaries advance awkwardly. Anger expressed outwardly causes ranks to break amongst these frail MCs. Professional tales told with conviction. Concise concepts once written. Enter bloodstreams since this ink's been forbidden. Distorted poets speak prose. Inside our peoples, we got breaks over coals, but all truth still untold.
They make caricatures out of us. They make children of those stupid and backwards. Unlimited free. This is a war, the war of survival, Pan-Africanism, Pan-Africanism against white supremacy.
Prefer bullets to ballots. Watch the race sip from chalice as these eyes fill with malice. Peasant hands remain callous as our days retain darkness. I swallow razor blades to keep my vocal cords sharpened. Morbid mixture of mistrust in and a mixed picture. Perception outblurred, words learned to form scripture. Summoned souls misinformed, storm gates a stronghold. Strange thing that I chose, morbid poets speak prose. Tattered voices of foes, red blood written on scrolls. Escapes broken ill flow from my mindless tone. Modest thoughts monotone, infant MCs play role. Found them hung in hallways, records on microphones.
Dialect with Distorted Prose off their album Absence. Of course, you could purchase the album on Amazon or check out your local music store. And if you don't have it, then ask them to order it for you. Of course, this is a pretty awesome hip-hop rap album. Very unique, I would say. So yeah, you know, if you enjoyed that track, then check out some of the other stuff. It's pretty cool too. Alright, this is the last segment of the show. I want to thank everyone for still tuning in, and also check out code415media.blogspot.com and check out some of the reviews I've done there. Alright, before I get to the last track, I pretty much want to talk about Black Friday. You know, usually the day after Thanksgiving, a lot of folks will pretty much hit the bed early, or Once they finish eating their turkey and mashed potatoes, they get out, hop in the car, and drive to their local chain store and pretty much went online for these Black Friday deals. And yeah, if you ever watch the news, man, holy fuck, dude. Like, the chaos that goes around there, you know. Yeah, I can understand that we're in a tough economy, and right now we, with the holiday season, we pretty much want to get our loved ones the best gift we can give them. And of course, on Black Friday, most stores will have all these big sales, and of course, it causes a lot of fucking chaos. I goddamn swear, dude. People trampling over each other. You know, people trying to get the last tickle me ammo and, like, stabbing each other. Okay, that's probably, like, over-exaggerating. But you hear these on the news and you're just like, holy fuck, dude. Especially now since we have the internet. And, of course, we can always go online and pretty much order it. So I really don't see the point of, you know, waiting in line for, you know, for these deals and pretty much miss, you know, the holiday season. Because there'll be times where we'll go to see some family and friends, and when I pass by a Best Buy or a Target, I already see like a long ass line. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Why these guys are out here on Thanksgiving Day? They should be at home with their families, you know, being warmed up, eating some turkey and mashed potatoes and some biscuits. But instead, they're out in the cold, you know, waiting in line, trying to get the biggest deal for a TV or any appliance. And, you know, it is just so sad, dude. So please, guys, you know, don't worry about that shit. Do all your stuff online. It's more convenient. And yeah, you know, I can understand that people want to get their hands on it and don't want to wait for their item to come in the mail. But still, dude, you know, yeah, it's not all this bullshit, dude. You know, it's definitely not worth, you know, getting yourself hurt over. So hopefully on Friday everybody will be safe, and hopefully they can get some, you know, a good deal on any appliances, either for themselves or for any family and friends for this coming Christmas. And that's pretty much what I want to get off my chest. Alright, this last track from a band from Austin, Texas. They're called One Eye Doll. And I seen these guys play with I believe it was Wayne Static when he was releasing his solo album. And I also saw him with King, or I believe it was the Key Club over in Hollywood. Pretty awesome band, of course a two-piece band. Kinda like Juicifer, but more but less sludge and doomish. But this is from I believe their first album called Hole. And I totally love this song. It's the last song from their album. It's called The Wheels on the Bus. And yes, it's that song, Wheel on the Bus, that we used to sing in elementary when we went on our field trips. But anywho, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Please tune in next week as I'll be playing more music. But until then, this is Mikey Ortega saying peace out, Girl Scout.
Wheels on the bus. dirty cocksuckers. Tell all your grave robbing friends on what the matter of the city now!
All over that shotgun. The streets gave birth to a stray dog who is now fed up. Living on the streets is tough. And it's about to get tougher.
You want in on this $10? Come on!
Violence, cruelty, murder. The streets will be lonelier because this hobo's taken off. He's cashing in his nickels and dimes for a new way of life. But getting out isn't that easy.
Give me the money or I'll dice this bitch up!
This hero is going to have to deliver justice one shell at a time.
Give me the fucking money! I will slit her goddamn throat!
I'm gonna sleep in your bloody carcasses tonight!
Hobo with a shotgun. Rated R.